Over just 1 year, from 2018 to 2019, more than 200,000 people moved out of California. This rapid decline in population could actually put the state at risk of losing a congressional seat. The mitigation of this population losses, however, could all rest on the final 2020 census count. And ground zero for the count is the city of Los Angeles, where almost every demographic group is represented. Joining us for more is KPCC's executive editor, Megan Garvey. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Megan, as I mentioned, early census estimates show that we've seen a dip in population here, but there are also parts of California that have been historically undercounted. So in addition to the loss of a congressional seat, which would actually be the first time in state history, what else does California stand to lose?
Well, you know, it comes down to not only political power, but really a massive amount of federal money. All told, there's nearly $900 billion that gets distributed nationwide based on the census count. So an undercount in LA could mean that we would not have as much money for some really key programs that help people make ends meet.
The Trump administration made a big push to add the citizenship question to the census. That did not happen, but there still seems to be a lot of fear and distrust. You and your team at KPCC have been working with ethnic media and other community organizations to help quell misinformation around the census. What have you learned so far?
So when we went out and asked people, you know, what they knew about the census, what we found was across a whole range of different types of people, from someone who, you know, was maybe in the country without documentation to someone with a number of postdoctorate, you know, sort of educational degrees, they all had equally little really knowledge about what the census was for, which was pretty interesting to us. And that meant that, you know, there were a large number of groups that are at risk for undercount. And the reality is that all of those groups live in the city of L.A. and in L.A. County. So that's why L.A. County is considered to be the most likely place in the entire United States to see an undercount when it comes to this coming census.
When you talk about some of those populations that we may not think about, what are you talking about?
Well, households without broadband internet. This is the first largely digitally based census. And even though we live in a huge metropolitan area, we have a high number of households that don't have access to broadband internet. We're talking about people who live with roommates who aren't family. In LA, where it's so expensive to live, that's a very common occurrence. We're talking about crowded multi-generational households. That's also very, very common here. Immigrants, foreign-born people, very common here. Adults who are not high school graduates, low-income households, people who are unemployed. And interestingly enough, children under five are often chronically undercounted for a whole range of reasons.
Give me one reason why. When parents talk with census takers, are they just not giving them the numbers there on the children and their families?
Yeah, I think when you talk about who's in your household, interestingly enough, people might not immediately think about children, although they're supposed to. The other thing that we see happen is we see an overcount of white children and an undercount of non-white children. There's a couple reasons for that. Often, children of divorce get counted twice. They get counted in each household. Hmm. And that tends more often to happen with white children. And the other thing that happens is, on occasion, there might be fear around reporting the actual number of people in your household. Let's say you rented when you were a couple, and now you have three children, and you maybe never told your landlord how many people are living in your apartment. Even though that information is not supposed to be shared, and in fact there's laws prohibiting the sharing of that information, there's a fear on the part of the person filling out the survey who might be concerned that they're jeopardizing their home if they're truthful.
There's so many things to consider here. How are census takers actually interacting then with folks in these different ways to get them to really open up to them and tell them the true reflection of their households?
Well, I think that work has fallen to a large degree on advocacy groups. And California is spending tens of millions of dollars for outreach. So I think that the outreach is taking part on the ground to try to encourage people to understand all the different ways that the census affects their lives that they may not think about. And you're absolutely right. Just the fact that a citizenship question got considered and talked about, when we went out and talked to people, that's often their main takeaway. When you ask them about the census, they bring up the citizenship question. So that is what they heard about the census, which, of course, it's not even going to be on the census. And, you know, it's not really the point of the census. The census is just supposed to figure out how many people are living in any given place within the United States at that moment in time.
It really comes down to trust, even if people are told that there is no citizenship question.
Well, and, you know, the reality is there is a history with the census that is very troubling and problematic. When Japanese people of Japanese descent were rounded up on the West Coast during World War II, they did use census information in order to target neighborhoods where there was a likelihood of being a lot of Japanese and Japanese Americans. That's a sad legacy that the Census Bureau has admitted to and apologized for. Now, since then, the laws have been changed and they've been tightened, and so that shouldn't happen again. But when people are worried, it's not dislocated from reality, some of those concerns.
That's KPCC's executive editor, Megan Garvey. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.